Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting third. The left fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Walker trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Appling moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Higgins moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets bunts in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to third for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up beyond short. Appling can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into right field. Radcliffe picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Radcliffe. McCoskey moves to third. McCoy moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCoskey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Fox moves to second. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. Croucher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Higgins applying the tag. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNair moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoy bunts for an out with unknown description. McCoskey moves to second. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to third. Bell moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tebbets. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Tebbets steals second. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Croucher bunts for an out with unknown description. Tebbets moves to third. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Bell moves to third. 2 outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a line drive towards first. Greenberg catches it and steps on first to double up Rosenthal. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Schluter now catching. Clint Brown now pitching. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Croucher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Croucher reaches second base with a double. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 3 in the game. Bridges bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Croucher moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to home to get Croucher. Bridges moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Bridges moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Bridges scores. McCuskey moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Fox picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fox. Hayes moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hayes scores. One out. It's 4-1, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.